Into adding the fee abstraction module, which would, you know, we discussed this in the forum and in, you know, in various places, you know, outside of the forum, also here in the space. The fee abstraction would allow users and apps to pay fees in not in Whale, in other assets, which would be swapped to Whale, Spot, on Osmosis via, you know, most likely our DEX. So we'd get the fees, we'd, you know, improve user experience, all in all, great stuff. So after maintenance, that's the focus on the chain side. Then on the the development side, the White Whale V2 contracts are taking more and more shape. I mean, the code's open source, you can take a look there. We're getting closer and closer by the day to wrapping things up there. And the super app, while not open source, is also looking better and better. I think maybe we can, you know, tease some screenshots maybe later today. But we're applying some finishing touches for the initial release. Fingers crossed. You know, we tried to get it out this week. That's probably not going to happen, but we're shooting for next week. Super app in its initial launch will feature a couple of cool things. You'll be able to use the Furnace, Liquid Stake with Aris and Backbone Labs, use Kado money for you know, buying Whale with credit card, and you can stake and align stake all the different assets all in one, you know, sexy, sleek interface. And you will have an app store. So all, you know, all of the different places and apps you can use Whale or learn about the ecosystem are now featured in an app store. So that's going to be your one-stop shop for everything. And the super app, after the release, we're not going to stop it because this will be the end game for front end and ecosystem of what we're building. So there will be continuous development on that for, you know, until time stops. Anyways, we're shooting for next week. We want to get this right, build this on a solid foundation, you know, get everything bug-free, sexy, and sleek so you guys can, you know, use it right away. And then we're going to continue adding things as we go along in the future. And then Restake V2. Before I open that can of worms, I'm gonna open it up real quick. Sebastian, Ponzi Ninja, where do we stand?
Yeah, I'm good right now. Go ahead, continue. I don't have anything to add right now.
All right. Restake V2. So it's live. We're very excited to share that after a full year of, you know, leading the charge together with Terra on restaking, we're now, you know, continuing to dig the mold and, you know, launch Restake DAO V2, fully functional, fully operational. And so let's go over this one by one. So what is Restake DAO? So Restake DAO, in nerd speak, it decentralizes Migaloo's fiscal policy, which means in normal speak, the community, the RSTK holders, you know, which we airdrop to the community. So the community decides where to put the money. So in a normal proof of stake chain, everything goes to stakers. Validators take a cut, and that's it. But we figured, hey, you know, that's not the smartest way of doing things. We can do better. So we're putting part of the inflation or the emission, you know, because it includes inflation and transaction fees from the chain. So it puts part of the emission in the hands of the RSDK holders of the community. And the community now can do a couple of things. So you can stake your RSDK to the DAO DAO, and the DAO DAO, you know, it does DAO DAO things. So you can, there will be proposals, you can vote on them. And that's one part of the system. And the second part of the system is, once you have your restake token staked, you can head over to Eris Protocol and vote with them. And you can vote on assets. So the DAO will whitelist and blacklist assets. Right now, there is the Whale BTC LP, Whale USDC LP, Ash, and MUSDC. So the DAO will control which assets there are. And that's going to be by just normal DAO DAO, you know, governance proposals. 5 days voting time and nothing special here. But once it's added, you can go ahead and use the gauge system and vote with your staked tokens. So this means that, one, the more restake tokens you have staked, this is directly proportional to the voting weight you have in the gauge system. So if you own 10% of their staking supply, you own 10% of the voting power in the gauge system. And the gauge system then decides, all right, how do we allocate the emissions we get from Megaloop? And that is done instantly. So you go ahead, go on the open market, you buy one restake token for a couple of pennies, you stake it, you go to Eris Protocol, and you vote. And instantly, whatever asset you vote for will get more inflation and more emissions. So this is going to open up a lot of exciting and pretty new opportunities for ecosystem participants, but also from a game theory perspective, it will be very interesting to observe what's going to happen here, what's going to happen here next. So you can stake your RSDK, participate in the governance of the DAO, and then vote without any delays, blockers, or cooldowns. You can vote on the weight distribution and directly influence the way the whale is spent. That's how Restake DAO works. That's what it is. So most of you probably are wondering, where's my free money? So the airdrop is divided into three pieces. First phase is the restake airdrop to DAO treasuries. So that thing is ongoing. There are a couple, so most already have received their tokens, most already have staked, and are now experimenting with the gauge mechanism. There are a couple of laggards that still need to open the Megaloop treasuries. So we're in contact with them, they're opening them, and then we will conclude the first phase of the airdrop. Second phase of the airdrop is distributing the RSDK token to native whale stakers and the stakers of the various DAOs. Now, this includes the Wind DAO, Guppy DAO, Lion DAO, Sail DAO, and so on and so on. So, snapshot has been taken, and distribution will start this time next week. So in a week, you will be able to claim your RSDK. Claim window will be exactly 4 weeks. And the third phase of the airdrop, which will start next week as well, is the T-asset airdrop. So remember, there's a big allocation to those who hold, in Sebastian's words, the most powerful restaked assets in the cosmos. So if you hold Amp Whale T and Bone Whale T, either on Megaloop or on Terra, you will get a good chunk of RSDK tokens. Snapshots will be taken over a period of 6 weeks, and then there will be big airdrops happening. That's on the airdrop. So quick summary, Restake DAO now controls the restake system. That's already governing 5% of Megaloop's inflation. Personally, you know, if this works out well, you know, I'd have no issues with increasing this to say 7.5%, maybe even 10% in the future. But right now, the DAO controls 5% of Miguel's inflation. The DAO can remove assets and add assets via five-day voting, you know, five-day normal proposals. And RSDK stakers can distribute the inflation between whitelisted assets via this gauge mechanism right now. However, just a final word of caution here. So we respectfully ask all the DAOs to not propose any whitelist changes just yet. We want to make sure that the first proposal passes, and at least we start the second phase of the airdrop next Thursday, so that it's not just a closed group of, you know, insider DAOs, you know, making the decisions, but everybody, you know, had the chance to get their tokens and participate in the governance. However, we really invite everybody who already got their tokens to get familiar with the system, reach out to us, talk with us, enjoy your airdrop, stake your tokens, vote on the proposal, and vote on the gauge mechanism, because there's already four assets and the gauge mechanism is live. You can already decide where the money is put. Yeah, I think that was long, so I'm going to stop here and hand it over to Sebastian. And I think this is a big one. We should also get, I think, a couple of people on stage and talk about this, because this is really exciting.
Yeah, really quick, Sebastian, before you chime in. So that was a lot of information. I pinned the tweet up on the spaces here, so you can read all the information if you're not sure about some parts of what Sencom said, even though he explained it really well. But it was a lot of information. So you can refer always to this tweet. There's a Medium article linked in the tweet as well. So if you have any questions, like, go there first, read the article, and then it should be clear to you. Now you can go, Sebastian. Sorry.
Yeah, if Ryan, I don't know if you're behind the line DAO account. If you want to come up, you're welcome to. Any of the other leaders of the DAOs or our core members of the DAOs, you're welcome to come up if you want to talk about Restake. We've talked about it several times now. You know, this is a big step, right? This is a big step. This is bleeding edge. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, it's an experiment, like everything that we do around here. And I can't wait to see. I can't wait to see. I think one of the underrated things is the fact that the weights change in real time, right? You can stake and you can vote, and boom, you could see your allocation change. You could see your APR change for your token. I think that's going to have a very powerful effect on things, right? It makes it very real, and it makes it very, very compelling, I think, you know. So let's see. Big shout out to Philip, right, at Eris for banging out the gauge mechanism. That was huge. He shipped that sucker really fast. That takes this all to another level. You know, I think what we're going to see probably, and Sencom, I don't know if you touched on this or not, but we want to wait probably about a week before we whitelist the first DAO assets. And probably what we'll do is the tier ones, right? So I'm talking Guppy, Ash. Ash is already whitelisted, actually, because it's already on there. But Guppy, Roar, or maybe more. Ryan, I'll let you speak, but you probably want to list more. Ophir, Shark, right? These tokens, and who knows, maybe even Lab, right? Maybe even Lab token. But we'll do a batch of whitelists. We'll do a batch of whitelists first with those DAOs. We'll kind of put together a coalition, and we'll whitelist a batch of tokens first. We want to put this proposal up in about a week, because we do want to test the hook mechanism and just make sure everything is running smoothly. Then we'll whitelist the first batch of assets, right? And then let the games begin, right? Then it's a vying for the inflation. Then all of these tokens now have APRs, right? They could be LST'd. you know, or re-LSD'd, you know, more. I don't want to steal the I don't want to steal the thunder from you, Ryan. But if you did, if you whitelisted more, I think you'd be the first token to be triple restaked. I think it'd be the first token to be triple, you know, earning three sources of yield simultaneously, all auto compound, right? All compounded together. So so yeah, you know, we're getting crazy in DeFi land, right? In the DeFi paradise. But you know, again, it's just it's a lot of fun to be a part of this, and it's a lot of fun to be spearheading it and to see how it goes. And I think we'll really galvanize a lot of our partners, for example, like LionDAO and like Backbone Labs and Aris and, you know, GMC, for example, right? The GMs, the Galactic Mining Club, they got a share, right? They were included in the airdrop. They're excited to play the game. You know, so a lot of kind of fringe communities that are sort of part of Whale, involved in Whale, I think will really shore a lot of them up and get them active and engaged on our chain, as well as branching out to new, you know, to new communities through say Lab, for example. I mean, what if we whitelisted Lab and had Lab available for yield? You know, that throws a whole new dynamic to that token and that mint. So anyways, there's just a lot of ways you go, a lot of things you could do. It's going to be wild. Go ahead, Sencom.
Yes, I just want to touch on two topics real quick, and then I'm happy to hand it over to Ryan here. First, for the DAO connoisseurs in here, you do not need any liquid restake to make any proposals. So you can go ahead and stake 100%. You know, you don't need a single dust coin in your wallet. Stake it, vote for whatever coin you like. The DAO, to make a proposal, you need to pay a fee in whale, 1,000 whale to be precise, but I just, you know, put that in as a, you know, starting point. But obviously the DAO is now, you know, in its own hands and in its own control, so it can, you know, turn the fees up and down needed for making a proposal. So you don't even have to be a member of the DAO, so you don't have to stake any restake to make a proposal. You just need 1,000 whale, but the 1,000 whale is never returned to you. So that's the anti-spam mechanism here. The 1,000 whale is sent to the treasury of the restake DAO. And eventually, as we gear up, and 1,000 whale is not too much, there will be a bag of whale in the restake DAO, which it can use for further development, I guess. So you don't need any liquid restake. Just need 1,000 whale, but remember, those are not returned, so spamming can be expensive. And with that, I think, before I hand it over, I think the whole system really is, you know, built on adoption. So I think if we get a couple of DAOs, maybe a dozen, to understand this and somewhat play this game, this is going to have huge effects and really send shockwaves throughout, I think, many ecosystems, because, you know, you can get so crazy with this. I'm not only talking about, you know, restaking your own tokens. I'm talking about making this a core feature of your product, or even build your product around this. And this is how I will lead over to LionDAO. All right, I'll leave it to you. I'll leave it to you. But options are endless, from bribes or incentives to, you know, you could have this on launch pads. You could lend out your voting rights. So the options are really endless. So Ryan, welcome on stage. Happy to have you here.
Hey guys. Hello. Well, I mean, I love joining these whale space, these Miggly spaces, because you guys have just like shipped out another innovative product with Restake DAO, and also like obviously a big shout out for how successful the Labs mint on Osmosis is going. You know, you guys pushed so hard to get that proposal through Osmosis governance with SailDAO, and then the other bits and bobs as well, the Ride the Whale program, and you know, huge congratulations on that. And yeah, really excited to see Restake DAO. I mean, I've been in conversations with Sebastian for a while about can we get Roar as an alliance asset or some derivative of Roar as an alliance asset on Migaloo, and the kind of like the value for us to bring is not quite aligned for it to be like a core asset, but this gives us like the opportunity that we were looking for to further align Lion DAO with Migaloo. I mean, we're now stakers in three big Migaloo DAOs, in Sail DAO, in Afia DAO, and now Restake, and really excited to be a part of it. I think we've probably got to, now everything's kind of released, we've got to sit back and kind of take stock in terms of like how we're gonna approach Restake DAO. I mean, we're excited to hopefully get some additional tokens from our stakes in those other DAOs that I'd mentioned, and from our Amp Whale T holdings. And I think we're probably going to do as much as we can to accumulate as much of Restake token as we can. And you know, kindly, you guys have also will be airdropping to our stakers as well. So I'd also encourage any Lion DAO stakers in here that are listening to keep an eye out for that airdrop, and hopefully to support us in the Gage Bro team when that does go live. As you guys have mentioned, we've got like a few different options in terms of like what asset will we propose for Lion DAO to be a part of Restake DAO. We've got a few options. We've got obviously just kind of native Roar on its own. We've got Amp Roar, which is the also compounding token from Eris, but then Eris, and then we got Amp Roar listed as an alliance asset on Terra, which was a really fantastic development for us, and thank you to the Terra community for supporting us with that. That's absolutely printing in the same way that Amp Whale and B Whale are printing on Terra, so like a great option for Roar token holders to further align with the Terra network. And then Eris created this insane, I guess our equivalent of Amp Roar T, but we're calling it More, which is auto compounding at a pretty crazy rate. I think we're already kind of 13% up from the base 1-to-1 peg. So lots of options, and then there's liquidity options as well, right? So I know I've spoken a couple of times with Holly, I think Izzy from Guppy DAO, about like what options are on the table from a liquidity token perspective. So, you know, do we align with another DAO, create a liquidity pool, and use that LP token as an alliance asset, and kind of put together our voting power to get like a higher share of rewards between the two of us. And then like Sencom was messaging me earlier, I mean, we've got we're in testing now for Savannah, which is our Terra native launch pad. And yeah, like Sencom was like, well, you know, for kind of high profile launches, you can potentially lend your voting power or part of your voting power to tokens that launch on the launch pad in Restake DAO to give them some yield and some incentive post launch. So lots and lots of options. I think we've got to kind of sit and have a think about, okay, what's our best path forward? What do we need as a DAO in terms of utility? Do we want to go for the triple stake token? Do we want to try and establish some liquidity? Do we want to incentivize Savannah? Like lots and lots of options, and I'm pretty excited to see how this thing plays out.
Well, I'm glad you share my excitement. I think I imagine I hear it in your voice, so that's really cool. I think, you know, using it as part of the product that you're building could be really I think it could be a good move. You know, I'm looking at the Curve Wars and the protocols built around that. And, you know, if a launchpad can offer, you know, kickstart yield right off the rip for its best launches, I think that's really a differentiating factor. And obviously, you know, between LP tokens and deeper restaked Roar, I think there's really a lot of fun options out there just for, you know, just for the Roar and Lion DAO. But yeah, very exciting. Sebastian, what do you think about this? And what's, by the way, as the, you know, as the head of gold, the biggest gold seeker out there, what's Ophir's vision?
Yeah, sure. So I have a lot of thoughts, and I'm as excited as everybody else. You know, I'm as excited as all of us up here. It's very interesting to think through the dynamics at play here, right? Like, okay, so once we whitelist the first batch of assets, right? So let's say we whitelist the main DAOs, the main ecosystem tokens, right? The Roar or Roar derivative, the Guppy, Ophir, right? The first batch of them. I think that the hard thing then, right, for a new token is going to be to get whitelisted, right? So after, you know, that would be the gate, right? And the and then the DAO holders, they'll be the gatekeepers, right? So for somebody to get a new token whitelisted, because once they're whitelisted, then they could market buy, or they could get their, they could accumulate their restake, and then they can draw themselves yield. The hard part's going to be passing a vote to get themselves whitelisted, right? So that's where I think bribes could come in pretty quickly, right? And there's going to have to be some lobbying and some politicking, right, to get kind of over the hump and get your token whitelisted, right? So that's an interesting dynamic. We've talked through some bribes, right? Like I mean, you could build whole protocols around bribes, right? I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves, but SenCom, and I don't know if you want to comment on that either, right? But there's ways to basically build bribe protocols or bribe mechanisms where it's like incentives, right? It's like incentives for an LP pool, you could basically bribe to get restake staked your way. So again, there's just it's just going to be a playground. It's just going to be a playground, and it's competitive market dynamics at work, right? Liquidity wars. You know what I mean? So let's see, and let the games begin.
I have just like an immediate question. So, and apologies if this is covered in what you've put out today. I've been working, so I haven't had a chance to get through all the comms. I see you've got the gauge system already on Eris, and you've got the four existing Alliance assets listed there. From a like voting perspective, like how often can I vote and change my vote?
Oh, Ryan, you're asking my favorite question. The answer is as often as you like. There is no, while your tokens need to be staked, and there's obviously an unstaking period, but as soon as your tokens are staked, you can vote in the gauge mechanism as often as you want. You can change it at will. There's no fee for voting. There is no delay for voting. The changes are applied instantly. So you vote for something, boom, it's applied. You go to app.migaloo.zone, you look at the yield, you don't like it, you vote again, it's applied, you look at app.migaloo.zone again, and you can do this until you run out of fees.
That's beautiful. I managed to get the proposal through Lion DAO. I had to kind of write a custom WASM message, but managed to like use a template from something we'd done before with Sail DAO to get the restake out of our treasury and into our ops wallet so we could stake it. And then Lion DAO currently have like I think 6K of liquidity in the Whale USDC LP, and we have that staked on Alliance earning Whale. So I was thinking, well, in the short term, we should vote for Whale USDC LP to get more rewards so that we get more rewards. But I didn't want to lock up our votes for when our own assets go live. So that's great to know that we can. And I've already just gone and done that. I've just gone and voted for that. So it's good to know we can kind of switch those votes around when the other assets go live.
JG, I'd like to ask you, as you know, it would be wrong to say the leader of all the NFT DAOs, but you certainly, being with Backbone Labs and having the Necropolis Marketplace, you certainly have a very close relationship with all the Gravedigger collections, with the Galactic Miners, and so on. So I'm wondering, and all these different NFT communities and their DAOs and the stakers have been included in the respective airdrops, have restake tokens in their treasuries and soon in their private pockets. I'm wondering, how do you see the NFT DAOs playing this game?
I already hinted I would like to see NFT tokens to be able to maybe be permissible or communities. And this also leads to NFT communities or projects, when they launch a new project, they can petition for like dual yield. They can have their own yield and then stack it through restake and fight for Migaloo yield. I think it's dynamic because it lets the little guys and like the communities band together and like get real yield from a chain that's really doing something instead of it just being fluff.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I think what also would be interesting to see is, for example, with the Mad Scientists and Lab, you kind of now have, a liquid version and a NFT version. Eventually, we will have, a little protocol hint out here who wants to build something cool where you can lock your NFT, just lock it and mint a token, and you can take the token back and unlock the NFT. So you'd have a liquid, fungible version of an NFT, and those tokens could also be potential candidates for restaking. So you could lock your NFT, get a token, and that token is stakeable on Restake DAO. So I think there's lots of different options, and you're right. Most NFT DAOs, they don't have a token yet. I think maybe they will in the future, I can imagine, but also I think these DAOs can start playing favors with other DAOs, because they have this voting power and they might not have their own token. Like Line DAO will probably be in big demand. Like they probably need a lot of restake because they have their own tokens. They have LPs, they have a launchpad, Ophir 2. So maybe there are some deals on the horizon. I could imagine. So yeah, JG.
I will say one thing. Everyone talks about these fractionalized, NFTs and stuff, and kind of Mad Scientist is kind of done that. It's a little different, right? But there's definitely something cooking. POC's working on something like an NFT index, and like, so I know the Line DAO has like a really vast NFT collection, and like, what if you could like place your entire collection from all over the chains and then fractionalize your NFT collection? That would allow the Line DAO to access the purchase power of the vast holdings that they've acquired, right? Like, or like, what about other people's collections that are like, I don't even know who has the, like, what if Lisa did it? Like, she has probably the craziest collection of Cosmos NFTs. Like, people could buy into pieces of Lisa's collection. It would be pretty fun to see what indexes could evolve. But that's like one of the things that we're playing with. Like, there's so many things that can be possible. And then those tokens could be going for restake, right? Like all these things become open to come and get yield and drive interest. So I'm looking forward to my airdrop.
Did I just see the Line DAO vote with 20,000 restake on Whale USDC? Nice.
Yeah, live voting.
Nice.
Let's get this thing started.
That's cool. And yeah, if you look at the front end now, you see so app.migaloo.zone, you actually see the magic. So that's exciting. Cool. Really, really cool.
All right. I'm hoping to change the way.
How much did it change the weight? I'm trying to go there now.
So before we handed it over to the DAO, we had Whale USDC and Whale BTC both at 35% each. Now Whale USDC is sitting at 75 and Whale BTC at 29.
You mean 57?
Yeah, 57. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
It's the German in me. In Germany, it's a little bit different. But yeah.
Yeah, there it is. There you go. Real-time gauges, voting, restaking, live demonstration. Love it. Love to see it.
All right. Do we have some more opinions here on restake? I think we have Shark, you guys can come up here, see Mayor from AshDAO. Feel free to come up. Now's the time to talk about this.
I have a question. Will you guys be doing, will you be seeding a liquidity pool for the token at all?
Yes. Yes. So trading will probably go live sometime next week, or maybe we're not in a rush with the LP token because the token's already well distributed, but we will open up OTCs on Kujira. We're working on that right now, so you can already, the one or other DAO might want to scoop up more than just a little. So we're trying to enable that. But yeah, we will see the LP.
Cool. Do you know what percentage of tokens you're planning on putting in there?
You know, I think maybe we put out the guidelines for the airdrop, but we've already tweaked it a little bit. Like, we came down on the native stakers a little. I think me and Sencom will probably get together once again and smash the numbers. We should probably go. I don't remember exactly what we have for the LP, but I'm thinking maybe we should go a little heavier on it, because I'm thinking there's going to be people that want to buy that will suck up some whale, right? Get some whale into that LP. Good for market price action. I don't know. I don't know. Do you remember what we had in there, Sencom? Was it 5%?
Yeah, I think it was 5.
Well, like, yeah,
we need to crunch some numbers.
I'm thinking maybe we bump it to 10, just to get some liquid whale out there. But we're gonna have to we'll have to sharpen our pencils on that, Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, I was just looking at your airdrop, where you airdropped the token, and I was thinking maybe we'll just try and buy like Galactic Punks's treasury allocation or something. How do you value the token, right?
Well, you can do some math. You know, the contract, the restake token controls the 5% of the inflation right now, so you can crunch some numbers. You know, how much is whale worth, how much emission, how much do you get, and blah blah blah. And then obviously, you know, anticipate, you know, I already hinted that maybe we increase it from 5% to 10, you know, maybe whale, you know, increases in price during the bull market. So, but yeah, it's easier to value the token if there's just a LP pool you can look into. But yeah, we'll have one.
And Ryan's over there, OTC. Ryan's over there trying to think about how he can get his hands on some more. On some more restake. That's what he's doing. Boy, I get it. I get it.
Yeah, exactly. I can see that Rack and Guppy Dow have already got a head start on us. So I need to figure out how we close that gap.
The animal cartel is forming right now, so watch out. Speaking of animals, we have one very dangerous animal in here. And by the way, I also invite Tank up here from Juno, because those guys got a bag of restake as well. But yeah, a very dangerous animal, Shark. I assume it's Bruce behind that account. How are you doing?
You're correct. I'm okay, man. I've been sick for a couple of days, but hopefully I'll be better tomorrow. So I'm in a resting period. but doing great. Congratulations with the restake launch, man. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun to see how like the community's bribes and get the gauges going. Excited about that.
I have to ask you, Bruce, you know, Shark doesn't have a DAO yet, but Shark LST holders, which means Shark stakers, are included in the airdrop with 3%, which will be, you know, available for claiming next week. Rack DAO, 3% in the treasury and 2% for stakers. That's a lot in the trash bin. How do you guys, what's your battle plan, if I may ask you?
So I was looking at, to be honest, I think the first battle plan is we need to adjust our voting time in the DAO and maybe streamline it a bit. The other step is to formulate the rest of the battle plan, I think. But yeah, the drop is huge, Syncom. It's really huge. Thank you for that. And Shark does have a foundation, though. The Shark Foundation on DAO and Migaloo. So yeah, but we don't have really formulated a battle plan right now. We are very busy with getting Shark ready for the next step in our evolutionary process. We're gonna have some great trading competition coming right up with a lot of prizes, I think around 21 prizes. And then we're gonna prepare Shark for launching on Osmosis soon. So we are very, very busy over here.
I can imagine. You know, I hear only good things about Shark. And I think, you know, it did bring a couple of new users and engaged existing users. And I think as we continue to grow in all the directions and verticals, you know, Shark will be an anchor, you know, and you know, hook people up in the great ecosystem that we're building here. So, yeah, thank you for the update, Bruce. And get well soon, you know. Rest well. Don't smoke too much pot. And take it easy.
Thank you, bro. I don't think I've smoked pot since I was a kid, though. But yeah, maybe not the time to get into that.
I'm just joking. I hope you didn't smoke too much as a kid, though.
But anyway, yeah, huge congrats on the launch, man. And this is just another huge step for the Migaloo ecosystem, man. We're gonna go very far, no doubt.
You're right, no doubt about that. We have Tank up here. How you doing, Tank?
Hey yo! How you guys all doing? I hope you guys are having a great start or maybe end of your day. Start of my day. Yeah, absolutely, man. I love listening. I always love listening to your guys' spaces. I love listening to the progress you know, that you guys are making in the ecosystem as a whole. I'm so freaking bullish on what you guys have been trying to accomplish, you know, which is like true cross-chain, you know, DeFi partnerships and highlighting, you know, all the value captures from everybody that's been working. So I'm super excited. Little update. I'm sure, you know, Syncom, you know, you and I kind of briefly talked or touched base on DMs. You guys saw that the operations DAO that was super humbled and grateful, by the way. I got to say that personally as a member and just, you know, as a personal member of Juno. Man, that I was super flattered for that. But we as the operation, the took our airdrop and we created and claimed it. So we're super thankful and appreciative of that. The next step for us is to now, unfortunately, but fortunately, right, we got to follow processes, which is Juno. If you guys could only see me rolling my eyes sometimes, it'd be a lot more funny when I'm talking. But the processes that is Juno, like the next step, at least for myself with that airdrop and the restake token, is to put up a proposal internally with the operations department. To do the next steps that, you know, a lot of you guys are talking about right now. The cool thing about it is, and I gave you guys credit for this. I thought it was such a, and I had these conversations internally on the Discord with the Juno people as well, or at least with the people that were asking. I thought it was such a smart thing, the way that you guys went about doing that. I'm not going to go into like everything, but because it let, it, each subDAO within Juno is independent in itself, but it does, you know, have a greater umbrella that it covers with the charter. But like the tokens is the operations tokens, and so we can vote internally to do with what we want with it. And it was nice to see that the vast majority of the members within the operations department decided to accept the tokens, so that we can kind of like develop or innovate on that going forward. Like, there's so many opportunities from which you guys and how you guys handled that, that could present itself for Juno, not just the operations department, but for Juno going forward. Like, we thought as a collective group that, you know, it would be better on to claim it and to innovate and to kind of chew on that food for thought so that we can see maybe what other people are doing, so that we can make educated guesses on what we're going to be doing with the tokens going forward. But in any case, like, I thought, like, kudos to you guys. I thought that was such a good move. I really did, dude. And I can't wait to make a proposal, because I have some ideas, but I don't want to put my cart before my horse, right? So.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, this is, you know, we're trying to involve a lot of different communities all across the cosmos. And especially with Juno, you know, there's on the one hand a great relationship, on the other hand it's a little bit mixed. So it's also, you know, some kind of an olive branch that we gave over. You know, we airdrop to the Wind community, you know, incubated by Mimalu DAO, and now also the operations department. So two Juno projects have a total of, and Crypto Dungeon 2. So in total, I think 4% of the total supply have been airdrop to the four different DAOs, three different DAOs on Juno. So I'm excited to see what you guys are cooking up, what the Juno corner of the world is doing with the tokens. And yeah, if not, I'm sure Ryan from Lion DAO will make you an offer for the tokens.
Well, no, because Ryan had me thinking too, and I'm like, shit, I gotta talk to Lee. Maybe there's some kind of like partnership that we could do between the operations department's tokens and the Crypto Dungeon tokens, because he's on there as well. Like, we're wanting to like reinforce our position as well. Like, get out of here, Ryan. Get out of here.
Right, that's it. I am never discussing strategy on Restake DAO on a public basis ever again. That's it.
Let the wars begin.
That is right. Let the wars begin.
Hey, the first rule of Fight Club, hey, you know about it.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Sebastian, how do you feel?
I feel great about it. I could talk about Restake all day and keep this going, but I think, you know, at some point we need to switch over to Lab and Mad Scientist, because that's, you know, that's taken Cosmos by storm here. You know, and there's a lot to talk about with that. And there's strategy there. Are you going to mint? Are you not going to mint? You're going to mint two to get your Biosmo yield? You know, like, what's the play? Well, first, I mean, are we good? Can we transition to Lab and Mad Scientist? You guys good with that? Thumbs up me or thumbs down me? Yeah. All right. JG, why don't you light this firecracker, get this party started, sir?
All right. So it looks like the 411. The Elysium gate closes on the 13th. So that should be a clue. Things are getting very close. There's the debate about how to run the experiment. Do we just splash it all at once off of CoinHall, maybe a day or two before, and just let the feeding frenzy begin? This would allow people who were priced out early, if they were paying attention, a chance to maybe get in. And this, I mean, I don't know about the rest of you, but I feel like it would get bought up pretty quickly regardless. I think it'd be really funny, but I don't know if everybody is going to think that's funny. So, and then the other option is that we time the airdrop to open at a similar time as the mint. And so then it's being deflationary, protecting the token price. So these are the two things that we're trying to weigh out right here, what to do. And I mean, look, let me be honest. I mean, I don't know about the rest of you, but I think that this whole structure is extremely valuable. And I think that if it were to get extremely volatile, I don't see it actually hurting anything. I see it as an expansion opportunity. That's just me personally. So this is the train of thought. We're just trying, and I think this would be exciting. I don't know if anybody else has thoughts or feelings on this. Maybe you do, and we're totally open because, like, again, this is an experiment. Yeah, this is a total experiment. So we're open. This is exciting. These things are happening. Please register your Skeleton Punks, register your Migaloo Whales, register your Kujirans on Migaloo. You know, I think right now the token price is $90 or something like that. That's a $9 million market cap for an NFT project that's voyaged and birthed through the sale. Through the sale program initiative, you know, that's why I'm so proud to be like in this space. Like, you know, the mad scientists are doing PR stuff, but we have our weekly space right here for a reason. This is like the hub for me right here of what is happening on all chains, right? So to me, I come here to learn about all the different chains, to be honest, right? So this is. If you guys have questions about my scientists, like, really, I don't want to tell too much because that's kind of like the mystique about it. But we are open to how to kind of operate it. I'm not saying that we have the best answer, and we want to do what people enjoy too, right? So, any questions? Any questions?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, why don't we get some thoughts here, some people weighing in on how they plan on playing the mint, you know, how you guys, what's your strategy? How are we going at this? I mean, it's going to be crazy, right? There's going to be like tons of mad scientists minted, right? So you're going to see super, super deflationary tokenomics right off the rip, like an explosion, right? It's going to be wild to see what that does. You know, with the price, if people start FOMOing and wanting to mint more, right, you get that minting bug, and then they're aping the pool, right, to buy more a lab. You know, is that a good time to sell some lab, right, to take some profits during kind of the euphoric mint phase? You know what I mean? What are we doing here? What's the play here? Anybody have any thoughts? How are we playing this?
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I'm gonna mint like crazy. Personally, I'm gonna all max mint everything I get. I want to get a badass scientist. I want to get a plague mask.
Yeah, I mean, if you get a dope, like, right, you get a rare, you get a dope scientist, then that's the home run too. Then, you know what I mean? So you can always roll the dice with your lab and you know, hit a grand slam.
I think I might open up the anti-NFT faction. Those who will never mint. Maybe I create a DAO and you know, bribe some people in restake so lab becomes stakeable, and we'll just never mint. We'll just farm this. Maybe.
I am minting. I think I'll get enough tokens for two from my long-term Wrecked Gang NFT holds. I think Lion DAO are also going to qualify for enough tokens to mint two from our Skeleton Punks and our Kajirans. So that's great news. But yeah, I think, you know, I faded Bad Kids like really badly when it was like $100 or even less, and just instant, like constant regret. Those guys have had some insane airdrops from really big projects. And I think Mad Scientist could be that kind of absolute blue chip NFT, the first one on Osmosis, huge hype, huge market cap. I think it could be a really good long-term hold with some nice airdrops along the way. So I am minting and I am holding.
Go ahead, Tank. I was just going to say, I just want to kind of build on that. I'm absolutely on the same wavelength. Like, I personally will probably 50-50, right? You know that thing goes, what's the chances? 50-50. I'm going to do 50-50 because, like, I think this mint, and I'm not trying to talk bad about any other mint, but like when you look at Bad Kids and stuff like that, because everybody always compares, but when you truly look at the mint, like this is the first true cross-chain, like beneficial mint to have as far as an NFT. So like I'm absolutely on board. I'm probably gonna at least bare minimum mint two NFTs and then match that an equivalent in lab token just personally to hold. And then I, you know, everything else, all the other wallets that I manage, I'm just gonna try to get as much of it as I possibly can, because I agree. Like I think if you faded, which I did the same thing, I fucking faded Bad Kids. I was like, whatever the fuck. I'm not fading this one. Fuck that.
All right, well, look, I'll still fade Bad Kids because they're ugly as fuck. I don't get them. So. I'm sure they're nice people, but I just don't get the kid part. I don't know, whatever. But
somebody said it. Somebody said it.
I want to say one thing, though. Like, you know, this is such a win, you know, for Osmos, but in another paradigm, this is a major win for Backbone and, like, the NFTFi sector, right? Because we are have a new model and we're rethinking this whole thing. We're kind of thinking how to reverse engineer the experience to create like these liquid representations for like the skeleton punks, for the Amiga the whales. We are going to Injective. We're going to do the Thin Token with the Galactic Mining guys. They're going to be our partners over there. And we're going to continue to reward our community like in this very powerful way. I think that we're going to have a lot of eyes circling what's occurring, because what's happening, look, when I look at the lab token, right, this is now like fuck, this is people are saying that this project, this art, this paradigm is now a $9 million market cap. Like, that's crazy. So what if happens if there's like 15 more of these situations that are NFT-fied and they have tokens and they have this power behind them, and it's feeding soul and it's feeding this whole other paradigm. Like, we really could unite on like a real cultural level. It's possible. I'm just saying, I see a path. I'm not saying it's for sure, obviously, right? But yeah, I think it's powerful.
Yeah, I mean, you're bringing up great points that we really need to talk about. You know, and this, right, basically lab token and this mint has changed the game. It's changed the NFT game, you know, in typical Miglu ecosystem family style, right? We're innovating. It's an experiment, right? It's pushing the DeFi boundaries. It's moving the ball forward. And I think, frankly, for anybody who's paying attention, that NFT mints are going to be different from now on, especially on the Cosmos. I mean, basically what you have is, right, effectively, you have price discovery before a mint, which enables, you know, a fair and open mint process. So anybody who wants to can mint. Here's the price to mint. Anybody who wants, it's not some rat race to get in or some, you know, handing out candy to all your friends on the white list, right? You have a fair price discovery, right? You have a mechanism to raise with the stream swap, you know, and then you have this crazy burn mechanism and these crazy token dynamics that are at play that are connected to your NFT collection. And then you have, you basically have a liquid version of your NFT, which that's been a major problem with NFTs. They're just not liquid, right? So it checks a whole bunch of boxes. It checks a whole bunch of boxes. And, you know, I'll just point out, right, this week, every day but today, our volume on our Osmosis DEX has been higher than Astroport's Osmosis DEX. Every day this week, okay, because of the Lab Osmo pool, right? And you know, and then the rewards to the bonders and everything. Now imagine if there's collections like these all over the Cosmos, like on Injective, all over the Cosmos, and we own those pools, right? Those pools are all on White Whale DEX, all generating volume, right? Excitement, buzz, you know, all of that. Right, all of that stuff. So, you know, again, this was a game changer. It's a huge win for us. It's a huge win for our kind of Migaloo family. We're so pumped for JG. JG, you know, he hit a home run with this. The vibes are great. Mad Scientist vibes fit perfectly with Osmosis. Ryan said it. You know, it's the OG Osmo collection. It could, you know, I think it has a very high probability of being an OG Cosmos collection, right? Like Bad Kids, you know what I mean? That kind of a floor. I mean, think about it. If there's a $5,000 floor, right? That puts Lab Token minimum at $500. Minimum at $500. If there's a $5,000 floor on these things, so you know there's a. It's just going to be wild. It's just going to be wild, and we're just getting started with this. With this new paradigm here that JG and Backbone has innovated.
No, but more it's all of us innovated this, because honestly, these ideas were birthed because of the infrastructure that was available, right? So I wouldn't have been able to do this with this is not you, right? So this is definitely a team effort. Like all of us here doing this talk, this type of team effort, right?
100%, JG, 100%. Go ahead, Sencom.
Yeah, I just wanted to first agree with what you just said, and to add that, you know, it sounds cheesy, but really, we're just, you know, we're continuing to build stuff on, you know, we built the foundations. We've been talking about this, and, you know, during the bear market, you know, forever and ever, you know, we're building foundations. You know, if you look at the presentations we did on conference, it was always about core DeFi and NFT primitives. We have them now. And now we're starting to build on top, launch pads, restaking, NFTFi, and so on and so on. And you know, the recipe that you know JG, you know, he stumbled upon the golden recipe. You know how to make you know, shit to gold. You know he stumbled upon it, and you know it's going to be continuing to be refined. You know, Lab was the first experience. I think you know we all learned a lot from this, and. You know, there's more experience to come with Lab, but still, you know, a lot of lessons learned there. So I can see a future where this becomes even better and greater and, you know, combining and composing more of the stuff we build. You know, for example, like I said to Ryan with a launch pad, you know, for high profile launches, you can have, you know, yield directly attached to it with restake. Same with those tokens, same for those NFT launches. You can launch a new Gravedigger collection and boom, you make the yield a little bit more exciting. You know, maybe you make it even more crazy. You find a way to direct a little bit of the yield to certain Gravediggers to incentivize the staking itself. So people mint more B assets. You know, you can build something around that. So if Backbone Labs, you know, manages to acquire a lot of restake, they can build to direct some of the yield to their grave diggers and encourage staking, which in turn increases staking rewards for their NFT holders. So we're just starting to really build on, you know, the second floor, basically on top of the primitives that we have. And the mad scientist, that was just a huge leap. We took three stairs at once here.
And I just wanted to say real quick, Thomas is doing a little bit of work on the Gravediggers, so there might be a little bit of downtime. It's not pulling balances right now for me because I was trying to make some B whale, actually. But we're working on that right now. I just wanted to let the community know that that's why it's like that right now, because we're working on it.
I think Tank's up next.
Are you working on stuff so that that Juno Gravedigger can be fully functional?
Hey, no, that thing, yeah, so everything works for that now. We fixed the pools. Everything's balanced in the pools. Sencom balanced them out. You're able to do liquidity. And if you make B Juno, that is a qualifying factor for the Sol claim. That will qualify you. So the more B Juno you create and the more LP you make, actually, that's also a qualifier for you, brother. So we're incentivizing that action for sure.
Ah, bro, I got, dude, don't be whispering me messages anymore, giving me ideas, by the way. You, like, I know I didn't respond back, but I'm one of those people where like, I get a good idea, I just sit there and chew on it and stuff like that. you know what I was talking about. Guys, I don't want to pivot away. I'm definitely not trying to steal a spotlight, but like, it's all on Gravediggers and Backbone Labs right now, and the cross-collaboration and cross-pollinization that you guys keep talking about. I just want to give a quick plug, if you guys don't mind. Event 16, which is a fucking awesome storyline, awesome art. It's gonna have some awesome, dare I say, utility, or should I better say benefits. God, that's the first time I actually stepped out of my comfort zone and said the word utility for people, because I fucking but I'm actually sitting in the lab, pun intended, right now, building on that utility for the future of the next launch. So like, I actually got to give hats off to JG, the whole entire crew of Backbone Labs, and what you guys are doing, man. You're even planning ahead of the next step. Like people, I said this last time, like it's so cool right now, and I'm not trying to take the hype away. Definitely excited. Like I'm minting like what I said as much as I can with Lab and these scientists. But bro, you're even thinking like a chessboard. You're thinking 2-3 steps ahead, and I can't wait to land that second punch, man. I can't wait to come out with you on that second round KO and fucking put people's faces on the floor and show them how true NFTs are going to change things in the space, man. Can't wait, bro.
I love it. I love your fire, bro. Honestly, this is what it's about. It's about igniting the next wave. This type of energy gets the next person excited. That excitement's contagious. It, you know, we've had enough downtime. It's now let's have fun. Let's earn yield. Let's make community valuable. And let's earn money differently, right? Like, this is smart money. Let's do smart things with it. I'm really excited for Event 16. This is another project. Like, so, you know, Backbone, we're dedicated not just to, like, throw spaghetti at the wall and just mint a bunch of shit. That's not, like, our thing. So the further we go on this journey, the more focused, like, I can see, like, what's becoming. You know, I think Backbone, that's why I don't feel competitive with Stargaze. I don't feel competitive with Omni. I don't feel competitive with these other marketplaces. I would love to work with them, and right. So we want to do stuff like Event 16. Like, they have a really interesting plan to like make a club through art and have a very dynamic way to generate.
Don't tell them the story. Don't tell them.
I'm not going to tell. I'm not telling them how to do it.
Don't tell them the story. No, the story.
I'm not going to tell them anything. I'm just saying that your plan is interesting and powerful and a draw. And actually really does something for participants. And that's what kind of gets me hyped about participating in projects, right? It's like a diner's club card. What does this allow me to do? Like, how does, right? It's a privilege to participate.
I want
a diner's
club card to come back in real life. What?
Remember those things?
Those were the shit. I will whip it out right now and give you my gold club membership for this diner. I get my point. I'm going to get my dessert for free.
But that was like the beginning of utility, if you think about it. Like, that was like the major first push. Like, you have this card, like, you get this. anyway, we're just definitely, I'm so honored. Thank you guys for participating. Like, you know, there is no backbone. Like again, we're not even an established company yet. We're a bunch of independent teams who have just been willing to build together, and then our team joined the other teams in the sale program, the ride program, and we're just a bunch of teams willing to build together. And you know what? Backbone got a home run, and we're trying to share it with everybody who's participated. I think the drop is going to be like $900,000 of value or some shit. Now, I would like to say this, right? You know, we are sharing all this with the community. Rec Gang sharing all this with the community. And the one action that people could do, like, if you want to sell, right, if that's fine, you can sell. But the graceful way to sell is just make an LP, lock it for one day, and just take profit and let it ride for a while. And you'll help the entire project stabilize and grow. And then you also help maintain the value that you were just, you know, shared with. Like, that's probably the best play if you're wanting to eject. Just do some LP. It's like a dynamic DCA. If you think that Lab's going to go up and you want to just sell, just put LP in the pot, and you're helping and earning, and everybody's happy and nobody's feeling like a paper hand. So that's just my suggestion. That's what I would do if I love the project. I wouldn't just sell it on the open market.
Yeah. Let me just say this. You know, between Restake DAO and Lab, right, these are two both innovative, boundary pushing, fun, right, just cool things, cool products, cool DeFi products, right? And, you know, I'm very happy. It's just fun to be a part of it and to be launching stuff like this. You know, and innovating in the space, you know, and like I said, they both have our flavor. They both have our kind of ethos in them of this family and what we do and the kind of stuff we build. And we're going to keep innovating and pushing out stuff like this and pushing the boundaries. You know what I mean? And building more things like this, right? It's not going to stop, you know, just a quick shill. Ophir DAO, right, which we're all about the innovating. I don't know if you guys saw the post on our redeemable treasury, but that's, you know, we're making serious serious progress on that. Then just yesterday, I don't know how if you guys follow Ophir DAO or not, but we're accumulating BTC as part of our portfolio and part of our treasury, right? It's one of our core assets that we're accumulating. We also bought a runestone. We bought a runestone yesterday with our BTC. And I don't know if you guys are familiar with runestones or not, but you know, runes is a protocol layer that's launching on Bitcoin network on 420, right? And it's basically the new ordinals, the new BRC20, and there's all kinds of memes and protocols and DeFi stuff being built on it, but the runestone's kind of like your OG collection that's going to give you all these airdrops on basically the new ERC20, the new kind of protocol layer on Bitcoin, right? So again, and with that, right? So Ophir is going to be accumulating BTC and all of these BTC assets. To me, that's a first step as a bridge, right? As a bridge over to that, you know, like it or not, BTC is becoming a DeFi ecosystem. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of capital flowing there, a lot, especially, you know, in this cycle, there's just going to be a lot of capital flowing there. So who knows what can be done with the Cosmos, with Migaloo specifically, with our family, you know, and as we bridge over, you know, and kind of get exposure. I know Osmosis wants to really get into BTC and be kind of the BTC hub for Cosmos. But there's, you know, all I'll say for now is there's a blue ocean of opportunity there that we're kind of tapping into and exploring right now. So I'll just throw that out there. Ryan, go ahead, sir.
There's one DAO that you haven't mentioned any updates for, which is Fail DAO, which we obviously have a big interest in at Lion DAO. I think, you know, our liquidity proposal, I think, has been pretty successful. I mean, obviously, at the time, we were getting a lot of pushback. You know, people concerned about us diluting the Osmo from the Osmo community pool, and we've significantly outperformed Osmosis as an asset, so I'm really pleased to see that, and we've had some pretty decent days of trade volume as well. But yeah, just wondering if there's any updates on Sail DAO, whether there's any deals in the pipeline to bring more liquidity to Sail DAO.
That's great, thank you for bringing that up. So Sail DAO, we do have deals in the pipeline, you know, and pretty, you know, pretty well crafted, I think. Just a matter of waiting on their end to actually put the props up. But there's two that are pretty close, I feel like. And again, they're projects that everybody in here knows, good ones. You know, I just don't want to spill the alpha. I want to let them spill the alpha. We still have, I think, 800K or over 800K worth of Osmo, and I don't know, a few million whale something, some few million whale in the Sail DAO treasury that's earmarked for liquidity, right? I believe that, you know, this cycle Osmosis is emerging and will continue to emerge as kind of the go-to hub DEX, hub liquidity center for Cosmos. And liquidity on Osmosis will be coveted, right? And in very high demand, you know. That being said, I want to be very wise and patient and choose the right projects that will maximize the value right? For sale holders and stakers, right? And for white whale decks, you know, and for what, you know, I would love, there's some projects that I think are ripe for, you know, for sale liquidity. Kujira comes to mind. You know, Kujira has very little, very little liquidity on Osmosis, if I remember correctly. You know, projects like that where it's like, oh man, why don't these guys have liquidity on Osmosis? They're a great project, you know, all of that. So it's a matter of finding the right players and crafting the right deals, and they will come, you know. And then let's not forget, you know, once DAO has more distribution mechanisms, right? Once they're able to kind of distribute yield and rewards and things like that, you know, the sale stakeholders will be getting yield, right? They'll be getting yield. And by the way, they also got a restake airdrop, right? So sale could be listed as a restake token and get some yield there. So that's something that could happen as well. But yeah, Ryan, you know, I think you guys, you know, it was great that you went through the program, and I think you could be a success story, right? Of sale DAO and the liquidity there, right? You could be kind of a poster child success story. You know, so let's just see what happened. And the doors are open, right? If anybody knows projects, or if you got a project and you're looking for liquidity, you know, let's have a chat and see if we can get that liquidity going. All right, we got who do we got coming up here?
We got the Ash DAO here. We have Holly on stage. Welcome, Holly.
Hello, hello. Good to see everyone today. It's been pretty amazing a couple of weeks here in the space. It's been, I'm just thankful to be part of Migaloo, I got to tell you. And seeing what's going on with the mad scientists kind of makes you really proud to start seeing people discover things. So one thing I just wanted to throw out there for helping JG, like everyone, whenever you see people talking about mad scientists, make sure you shout out B Osmo and what we're doing, right? And what the Gravedigger is, because I think you see a lot of people come in from Rec Gang, people coming from outside the Cosmos. I'm just making it my personal mission to say, hey, by the way, like, this is a really great thing that's happening. And if anyone brings up, it should be on Stargaze and stuff, like, hey, you can move there if you want, but look at what's going on. We've already had like a record-breaking NFT sale before it's even minted, right? So anyway, sorry, that's a side thing, but it's just a personal kind of beef of mine. When I'm seeing people talk about it, I want them to talk about B Osmo and the Gravedigger aspect of it more. So because I love
and
what
you
it's
want
doing.
Them to talk about restaking B Osmo and the Soul airdrop, and you know, not
yes.
sending the NFTs to Stargaze, because why would you? If you sell it on the Necropolis, you become eligible for the Soul airdrop. I mean, you know, do
yes.
whatever you like. You can also burn your NFTs, but you might as well trade where the sauce is.
Well, that's the thing. People... Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. What we're encountering are two different kinds of communities, NFT communities coming together, right? And Rec Gang is great at capturing the culture, the memes, and a certain kind of energy. And Backbone's kind of been on a mission, and we're a protocol that has NFTs. And so there is going to be like an education phase. You're 100% right. Really, the biggest help it would be to tell the other half that's now integrating into the system would be what the power of B assets are and what they're going to do in this Soul token and how it kind of becomes like this degen store of value. Like, there's so many things that like that are going to need to be. I mean, probably gonna need to get a couple videos made, to be honest.
Well, hey, I got to throw that out there. That's one of the things that AshDAO's working on. We got Lord Jinj actually working on doing a video for Labs. So make sure you hit us up with some things there. We've been talking to JG about that. And we're trying to be, at AshDAO, we're trying to be like a bit of a connector too, in terms of just making sure we've got our pulse on what's happening in Migaloo, helping out wherever we can. If you need a retweet or something, hit us up. We try to make sure we retweet all the good whale stuff and all the major protocols. We're gonna work on some video here for the lab token and so it's important, I think, to recognize we all grow together, and that's what AshDAO is really focusing on. So for example, this restake, like we're really all in. I don't know if you guys noticed, but we've already put our restake on Ash. So Ash is getting some good yield. So for I don't know how long it will last because everyone else has put it in there, but we made sure we put it in there because this is what it's all about, right? And when the props go up, we want to make sure we're part of the discussions. Like if your DAO is trying to list something to be on restake, talk to us. We're happy to try to help. You know, we want to talk it all through. I feel like after they get listed is when the Hunger Games begin and everyone's just going to vote for their own, you know, their own assets. But before that, we can all help each other, right? And try to make sure we get each other's tokens up there and just figure out ways to make this restake thing hit the market and make them. This is a game changer. Like we're basically the curve of Cosmos now. We have a chance to be, right? You don't have to say that, but that's how I feel. So Ashdale is going to be working on getting restake out there in terms of like promotion. We're working on continue to promote Migaloo system in general. We got the Guppy Yuppies coming. I know it's been taking a little while, but when we talked to Seb was very clear, like when you launch an NFT series, launch at the right time. So we'll make sure we do that because we got, you know, we want to make sure we build on what's been going on in the cosmos with NFTs. And once this Mad Scientist things lets loose, we know that there's going to be the Inge Gravedigger. Ashdao is working on the Wawa Gravedigger. So Lord Ginge is creating some crazy puppies and some, we're calling it the Bad Dog Yardies versus the Ash Bone. So you'll have to see. It's going to be pretty cool. It's a different type of thing, just like we're doing with Guppy Yuppies. But we're really excited because JG's already kind of said, yeah, we like what this looks like. But that Gravedigger is going to be important. That's what I was saying. If we keep pushing the Gravediggers and the liquid staked assets, my thought is like Migaloo can become, you know, that thought when you think liquid staking tokens, you're thinking about what's going on in Migaloo because they got the yield going here and they got things going back and forth. So yeah, Sebastian, I see you have your hand up. I better let you talk, buddy.
You just stirred up a lot in me. You just stirred up a lot. I got a lot to say to respond to things you're saying, which is good, right? Get my wheels turning. One, it's cool. We got another. So yeah, I'm looking at the page now, the Eris page. You know, now Ash percentage just went way up, right? So we're watching in real time, even on this space, DAOs vote and increase their yield, right? It's crazy, you know. It's just crazy. By the way, you know, Ryan's over there trying to figure out and calculate how to get more restake tokens. I can tell you the best way, right? I can tell you the best way, Ryan. So you ready?
Hey, bribe me. DMs are open.
Listen, go market buy whale with your DAO treasury, market buy whale, get AMP whale T or B whale T, right? And hold it at least for the next 6 weeks. That's, we got a huge portion of the airdrop going for AMP whale T and B whale T holders. And we did that because it's a freaking engine of buy pressure on whale. Right. It's an engine of buy pressure. It's just, and it's your auto compound again. You know, I've said it before. I will keep saying it. These are the most powerful DeFi assets in the cosmos, along with more, right? You get it, Ryan, you get it. It's the same thing as more. They're very powerful assets and they equate to buy pressure on your token. Right. So these DAOs, if you want to get restake, go and load up, fill your bags with AMP whale T, B whale T, farm some, your and you're farming Soul airdrop or Eris airdrop, right? So go get your AMP whale T, B whale T, and just clean up on restake for the next 6 weeks, right? That's the answer. That's the answer right there.
Oh, quick question on that. So will the airdrop, so I think there's more AMP whale T than there is B whale T, right? Is it going to be split like 50-50 between like both assets, or will it be kind of proportional to how much there is?
That's a CENCOM question, but I would think that it's just across the board. I would think that there's the sum total of them. I don't know, but that's, I don't know, CENCOM, how you did that. Or didn't take the first snapshot yet for that. Anyways, did you?
I didn't. No. Yeah. So that's actually a question I don't have an answer for. We'll keep you in the loop.
Yeah. Good question, though. Good question. You're thinking, you know, trying to game it. I see where your head's at. I see where your head's at, sir.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I'll say this: the Ashdale's already been doing that. We've got our, you know, when we get our stipend stuff, we've been doing it both individually and also as a DAO, trying to make sure we get our AMP whale tea and the bee whale tea out there as well. So, yeah, this is important, everyone. I think if you're individual too, like, think about when you get your stake, like this, you know, you might want to try to get bribes from someone or figure out who you want to put, like maybe you have a holding of some sort, put it in that.
Or sell it to Holly, you know.
Send it to me. I'll make sure it's used very well for the good of everyone.
Listen to this guy playing friends with everybody and then voting the Lion DAO down, giving everything to Ash.
Hey, I would never vote Lion DAO down. We talked at the Lion DAO birthday party and we talked about creating maybe an animal cartel with like rack and shark and because I think there's got to be some ways in which in the old days in the curve wars, you had like federations join where different DAOs would come together and figure out how they help each other. So I think there's ways to do that. Obviously, because we recognize, like, obviously Lion DAO is going to have a nice share of this and they got to get some good rewards, because what's good for Lion DAO is good for the whole system, right? So we're not going to vote down Lion DAO, but the funny part is when it comes to the tokens actually being there, obviously the DAO is going to vote on their own token. So that's where it's, you know, your friendship is on like what gets listed. I would love to see, this is what we talked about quickly, I don't know what will come of it, but like creating some of these LP pools to become tokens that you can have a yield go to. So maybe you have like a, you know, a Gash and a Pyroar like LP position that you can turn into something, or maybe it's a simple Guppy and Roar. I don't know, but it's, there's ways to do this, right? Where we can create some cool ideas.
That's really interesting what you're saying. And I don't want to derail this too much into Restake DAO again, but you know, that's one interesting way to have a strong bond between two DAOs with a token or protocol. You just make an LP, both 50-50, and both vote for it. So both communities can put in LP, stake it, both communities profit, and there's cross-pollination, there's value sucked up, there is TVL increase. It's very interesting. I didn't think about this yet. I'm ashamed.
We thought about me and Lion there, we were talking about it on their birthday party, because it's possible, there's all sorts of possibilities, right? And
there's possibilities that we haven't even begun to dream up yet with what we could do with this stuff.
I love it. So in terms of what we're doing at AshDAO, quickly, I just want to throw this out there for people to know, like what we want to put forward as our token is the Gash token. So that's Guppy Ash, right? We want to put that out as what we're going to have put forward by the Guppy DAO, and AshDAO will support too. Obviously AshDAO is going to support Ash, but Guppy DAO as you know, part of that as well, and connected intimately, we're thinking of the Gash token as being something that we really want to work for some yield. We got some other plans with it as well, just want to make sure that people recognize that the Gash token is going to have some utility and value. We're thankful to everyone who's been helping it out, like Backbone Labs when they put out the 500 million burn as part of the Soul airdrop. That was killer, man. Thank you, JG. But we're hoping to make Gash something that will be utility, because we want Guppy to stay like the seminal meme token, and we want that to be something that the meme ability of it to stay there. We don't want to, you know, distract with utility. So we'll make Gash our utility token. So that's just, so keep your eye out that for that. We're going to make Gash hopefully listed as one of the whitelisted as a token on the Restake DAO. And then, yeah, like I said, we've been working on the Gravedigger for Wawa. The Furnace update, so we do have someone work on the front end. The back end's been mostly done. We have someone work on the front end. We got some surprises there, some partnerships. We've been talking to other people as well. Like we talked to Window and others down the road. But yeah, we want to work with Wawa as just kind of a way to launch the next generation of the Furnace, which is going to be cross-chain. So that's going to hopefully bring more people into Migaloo ecosystem too, because they'll have to come on to Migaloo as part of that, right? So we'll do it across chain, but they'll be interacting with Migaloo as part of it all, because there'll be burning of whale as part of all this too, because we want to make sure Ash is a central part of our mission. So I think if you recognize as a DAO, AshDAO is committed to Ash and keeping it strong because we believe it helps whale, right? So we want to help the whole Migaloo ecosystem. So that's why we'll defend Ash as getting yield, but we also want to introduce Gash as a utility token for the Guppy DAO and for the whole ecosystem as a whole, actually, because it's something that we can connect with Wawa on, because Wawa wants meme tokens. So we've talked to them about, you know, possibilities there too. So keep an eye out. We got a bunch of things in the plans. I think for the furnace, it might be like, you know, 5 to 6 weeks, maybe we'll see. But we're working hard on that as well. So yeah, if there's any questions, happy to answer, but thanks for giving us a little bit of time here.
Yeah. Hey, Holly, real quick, what can we do to get Guppy going? What can we do to get some mojo for Guppy?
Man, we've been putting our heads together on that, and the DAO has been talking a lot about that. I think part of it is going to be, once we get the Guppy Yuppies up and some hype going, we need to kind of re-push that, right? So there's going to be a push. I think right now, part of it is, I honestly think figuring out ways to kind of ride in the wake of what's going on with Mad Scientist and such, because now Migaloo's kind of on the scene. So yeah, we're putting our heads together on that. The main thing we have right now is this NFT series is going to help maybe bring some new energy back to visibility to it. And then we got some ideas to help make Guppy kind of connect. What I love to see is Guppy kind of connecting across chains and just making people aware of it. I think is one of those things that the airdrop hit, especially Migaloo and kind of Terra, but some other ecosystems heard about it, but didn't necessarily get their eyes on it. So what we will do is a pretty strong media campaign. If you remember what we did with when we launched Guppy, we'll have lots of videos to go along with the Guppy Yuppies launch. And so there will be a bunch of like a marketing campaign. And me and Jinz were just talking yesterday, like we need to have a serious strategy together, just like JG and the Backbone Labs and Mad Scientist did. So if you have any ideas, anyone, you know, ways to help get promo on it, get eyes on it. This is part of our mission for sure. So good question, Jay.
And I just wanted to point out that with the furnace and the airdrop campaign from Backbone Labs, over 13% of the total Guppy supply has been burned to date. And if the Ash DAO succeeds in, you know, getting Gash, the burn derivative, listed for restaking, I could imagine one or the other guy burning a little extra to farm that yield. So exciting stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good point. Like, we want to create a kind of an arbitrage between Gash and Guppy, which we think that will help Guppy price too, right? Once that, if we get this listed, people will want some yield on their Gash, so then they'll start burning Guppy. So you start having some arbitrage, and that should hopefully drive the price of both up eventually.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really just an awareness issue, right? You know, there's such good fundamentals. It's funny, fundamentals for a meme coin, but like the distribution, you know, the burn, right? The furnace, it's such a good narrative. Could just be, it needs some good old fashioned memes, right? Some good old fashioned memes and posts on Twitter and some good old fashioned shilling could get the engine going again, you know? But
I just got this note from Chris at Fight Farms Bet. I don't know if you guys knew this, but we have a UFC fight coming up, and both Rack and Shark and Guppy kind of partnered, and we're having like a, basically there's an NFT off, and whoever's fighter wins, those who bought the NFTs from Omniflix are going to be able to get some money from that, and they're actually going to list it in lab. I just read this, and anyone who buys an NFT going into UFC 300, including the Shark versus Guppy NFTs, will be eligible to win a half of a lab. So there's some we're trying to, you know, create more and more awareness. This is going to be an Omniflix community going out from Chris Fight Farms Bet. He's also part of the Juno. But you're right, Sebastian. That's the main mission, is to get the awareness. So I think you're right. We have a really strong meme token. It's just now it's like, how do we actually get people starting to think about it?
Yes, sir. All right. I think this is a good place to kind of wind down. We covered quite a lot in this space, as we typically do. There's been a lot to cover. Anything else? Am I missing anything? Sencom, Ninja, JG, any closing remarks? If not, I'll land this plane.
I think you can land this plane, Captain.
All right.
We're good.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you all for joining us. We appreciate it. You guys are the diehard supporters of our ecosystem. You can see what we're doing here, right? You can see, you know, fun stuff pushing DeFi boundaries, lab token, restake DAO. You know, it's all coming together. You know, it's all coming together. We're gonna continue to do what we do, right? These products, yeah, they're products, but it's more. This is the kind of stuff that we're innovating. It's us, right? It's us. It's the team. It's this ecosystem. We're gonna just keep spitting stuff out, like what you're seeing. Like we're gonna keep shipping it. You know, I continue to remind everybody that the restaking, the things we've done in restaking so far, specifically with AMP and BWLT and more, I will throw in there, they're some of the best assets in the game. They're some of the best assets in the Cosmos, if not DeFi. You know, you're talking 70%+ yield on single asset yield, no impermanent loss, no dilution, right? They print. These assets just print. If you're Alliance staking your whale on Terra, you're just printing. You know, very few other assets do that in such a sustainable, right, non-dilutable way, right? Whale prints. I shout it from the rooftops every chance I get. And if you've been around and if you've had it, you know that, right? You know that between the restaking and between our DEXs, bonding on our DEXs, if you do any of those things, you're eating well. You're eating well lately. So just a matter of time. We're going to keep building, you know, our market cap. It perplexes me. I don't know what to say. I don't know, you know, I just don't know, you know, but it perplexes me on why we have such a low market cap, considering the ecosystem that we've built and the products that we've built and that we're shipping. All I can say is we're going to keep building. And in the meantime, your whale has a lot of utility and will print for you in the meantime while we wait for proper recognition, while we wait for this market to value us properly. So again, thank you everybody, you know, thank you for joining us, for being loyal community members. You know, we appreciate you guys. We appreciate our community, the life, the engagement, all of that stuff. We'll see you again next week. We'll have just as many exciting things to talk about next week, I'm sure, as well. All right, LFG guys, let's go. Have a good one.
Have a good one. Take care, guys.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payment. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss. And I'm liking the odds, fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary fall. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape and plunder the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play, ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage, like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible, when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats, tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. commanding all the management to grab a few seats. And then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats. And if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works. And we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape him under the earth, say and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Channel Spaces.